As oil began spilling last April from the damaged seafloor wellhead into the Gulf of Mexico, BP's official estimates kept changing from 1,000 barrels a day to 5,000, then to 12,000, then 19,000, and the numbers continued to rise. The new study's lead author, Timothy Crone, says he questioned those numbers and decided that an independent assessment was needed.
I thought it was sort of my responsibility to provide as much information about this flow as I could.
The Columbia University marine geophysicist was well positioned to do so. Crone studies the flow of natural deep sea vents that spew superheated jets of mineral-laden water, which, he says, are similar to the flow from the broken oil riser.
Very similar optically and similar in terms of the fluid dynamics as the flows that I'd been studying previously. And so it was just kind of an obvious fit to apply the techniques to this oil flow.
Crone's technique uses high-resolution video from underwater cameras to track and analyze the motion of turbulent billows and flows from the extremely hot cracks and holes in the seafloor.
This is a non-invasive technique. That means that you don't have to put anything in the flow, you don't have to disturb it, and you don't have to engineer your device in order to withstand the kinds of temperatures that these things have.
Crone based his oil spill estimates on a few high-resolution video clips, not the webcam video that was publicly available. His calculations showed that between 56,000 and 68,000 barrels of oil per day spilled into the Gulf of Mexico, adding up to an estimated 4.4 million barrels, a number that's close to the most recent consensus by a team of government advisors. Crone says his study is proof that the video technique can work, but he adds that more research needs to be done.
The formal uncertainties of my estimates are about plus or minus 20%. It's difficult to say much about the temporal variability because we just don't have enough video and haven't analyzed enough video, but hopefully we can do that in the future. My guess is that the clips I analyzed were fairly representative.
Many experts say up to half the oil spilled still remains in the environment and is slowly degrading, but its effects linger on. National Wildlife Federation senior scientist Doug Inkley fears that some habitats may have been irrevocably altered. So getting the numbers right, he says, makes a huge difference in charting the appropriate course for years to come.
That way, you know how many resources to deploy and where to deploy them. It's also extremely important for scientists to know this. They have to know how much oil was spilled and where it was distributed in order to understand what those impacts were.
Inkley notes the hydrogases that escaped with the spewing oil must also be accounted for.
In fact, the amount of hydrocarbon gases released, at least in weight, is equivalent to another 50% of the oil that was actually spilled. That, too, was released into the environment, and it saturated the water, and it has an impact on the fish and wildlife in the ecosystems. Those gases also contribute to global warming because a lot of it was methane, which is a very potent global warming gas.
Inkley says the true scale and scope of the Gulf oil disaster underscore the risky nature of deep ocean oil drilling and the need to move more aggressively toward a cleaner, renewable energy future. Timothy Crone's work was published in the September 23rd online edition of the journal Science. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.